What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, February 4th, 2022. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. What a crazy week we've just had. And I think it's only going to get crazier from here on out. It's almost like a surreal fantasy taking place, watching the decay and decline of our country and everything. And it's, you know, sometimes I wish it was a nightmare that we could wake up from, but we really can't here. Anyway, here in Indiana, we've got a lot of news. We're going to get through the news until it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it. That big storm that came on through the Midwest didn't hit us very hard. We had a lot of ice and then some snow over the ice here, but really not as bad as they had down in Texas. They've had a disaster declaration by Governor Greg Abbott, and it covers 17 counties across the state. And that storm system is now moving toward the northeast and heading into New England. So if you're in the New England states, you know, keep an eye on the skies, keep your ear to the radio, and be really, really safe here. Okay, getting into the political news here. The White House, alongside Senate Democrats, appear to have shelved plans for the Build Back Better social welfare and green energy spending spree that stalled late all last year. And according to Senator Joe Manchin, he's saying there are no organized conversations going on. So it looks like that one, at least for the time being, is off the table. And that would be a really good thing. Joe Biden's polls continue to take a major decline. The latest poll is showing that black voters' approval of Biden has dropped by 28 points down in Georgia. And the Democrats normally rely very heavily on the black vote to win their offices. And obviously, that is no longer the factor it used to be. Okay, let's get on back to Hunter Biden and his laptop. There was a story that came on out from Fox News, no less, talking about the computer repairman that Hunter Biden took the laptop to. And the repairman is saying Hunter Biden was acting kind of weird. He was reluctant to share his last name. And when he, you know, finally did, you know, it just really seemed strange. And then, of course, when he saw what was on the laptop in terms of this, you know, huge volume of homemade pornography. And in addition, the repairman, Mac Isaac, also discovered a PDF indicating that Hunter had made $1.2 million for Burisma, a private energy company in Ukraine. So there was a major scandal there, and true to form, the corporate media absolutely ignored it. They just, you know, you don't need to know how the first family behaves when you're not paying attention. Now, one of our regular calls into the show, Tom in Florida, likes to talk about, you know, how liberal women are skewing the elections. And I keep telling him that, well, with all the election fraud, you don't really know. But there was an interesting poll reported over at Investment Watch blog that liberal women are switching parties more than ever. And the Democrats are continuing to lose voters. And so, yeah, the times, they are a-changing out there. Meanwhile, the Republican National Committee is getting ready to vote on a resolution to censure Representatives Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, which means they'll have to sit in the back row for a little while. And another scandal has erupted around Ilhan Omar. And apparently she is connected to Somalis in a major fraud case. And the FBI is investigating. There is almost $500 million involved. Now, the case involves a major nonprofit in Minneapolis, a center of Somali refugee resettlement and terror recruitment, and several for-profit businesses. They basically robbed the taxpayers of roughly $500 million meant to feed needy kids. And apparently the money went someplace else. And Ilhan is in this up to her neck. Now, we're still hearing all the repercussions about Joe Rogan and Spotify. And, you know, Spotify is in a very difficult place because, you know, they're trying to stand firm on freedom of speech. But they've got more and more stars, musical stars, saying, pull my music off there. The latest one is Barbara Streisand. And I can't believe she's gotten like this because I had a chance to work with her many years ago. And back then, she seemed really, really nice and level-headed here. So over at Blacklisted News, they have an article titled, Can Joe Rogan Save Free Speech? And it's basically talking about how the White House has called for even greater action from Spotify. Now, that is a direct violation of the First Amendment because the White House is obviously part of the government. They are constrained by that Bill of Rights. Doesn't seem to bother them, but, you know, there it is. So, you know, if Spotify does, in fact, go after Joe Rogan, then their reputation is going to take a major, major hit. So, you know, it's a no-win situation for Spotify, and it's very awkward. Meanwhile, Tulsi Gabbard came on out saying the reason everyone wants to silence Joe Rogan is he can't be put in a box and he can't be controlled. And, yeah, that really that describes a lot of us out here in the independent media here. Okay, just before we went to air, we got a news report. Lawyer Michael Avenatti has been convicted on charges that he stole money porn actor Stormy Daniels was owed for a Trump book. And apparently he's going to be seeing some prison time because of that. I'm sure he's going to appeal. He is a lawyer and everything. Meanwhile, another conflict of interest has surfaced involving the corporate media. The Washington Post national editor is married to the FBI chief of staff. Gee, I wonder if the Washington Post is treating the FBI favorably in their reporting. And over at CNN, a lot of things are happening there. Apparently, they've got a new majority stockholder who is promising to bring CNN back to the center. They may just be saying that to try and lure viewers back in. So we'll wait and see if that happens. But there's another report saying that the real reason Jeff Zucker had to step down was not just his relationship with Alison Golust. It's that the two of them helped Andrew Cuomo the same way that Chris Cuomo did. And that is a major ethics situation. Megyn Kelly is out there saying that, you know, mark my words, there are more shoes to drop. Now, speaking of Chris Cuomo, he was threatening to sue. And CNN has basically bought him off with a $9 million, you know, settlement, if I guess you could call it like that. And he's going to no longer threatening to file a lawsuit, claiming that Jeff Zucker and Alison Golust had ethically dubious relationship with Andrew Cuomo. So it's still coming on out there. And so Chris Cuomo is going to get $9 million. And, you know, yeah, if you're a really good liar, you can get a lot of money in this world here. Getting on over to Whoopi Goldberg, who is still out there stamping and screaming and throwing a tantrum over her two-week with pay suspension from The View. Mika Brzezinski is commenting that cancel culture is getting so out of hand, and she is absolutely right. Cancel culture is absolutely the opposite of what America is supposed to be, where we have freedom of speech and the right to express our opinions and engage in healthy, polite, respectful debate. That's the way it's supposed to work. But now we've got this cancel culture. You say something somebody doesn't like, oh, you're canceled. Get out of here. We're going to shut you down. Okay. Over on MSNBC, pardon me. Black Lives Matter activist Brittany Packnett Cunningham claimed that the Make America Great Again slogan is code for wanting to lynch or murder black people. Now, I don't know how she got from point A to point B on that one, but it's an outrageous accusation on her part. But MSNBC was perfectly okay with it here. Speaking of Black Lives Matter, they are in a lot of trouble. They have been ordered by the Justice Department in two states to cease their illegal activity and hand over all financial records. And right now they have 60 days to come clean about the financials after the California Department of Justice sends a demand letter. And Black Lives Matter is now prohibited, at least in California, from soliciting or dispersing charitable funds. Now, keep an eye on this story, because if these inquiries and investigations simply vanish, it would suggest that Black Lives Matter was a government psyop all along, which if you look at the difference in the way Black Lives Matter rioters were given a wrist slap versus those January 6 protesters who are still in jail without even having had their day in court, there is definitely a bias. So let's talk about election fraud here. Down in Georgia, voter GA's Garland Favorito is going to hold a press conference on February 9th talking about these ballot drop boxes. And he basically came on out saying that nobody in the state knows how many ballots were dropped off at these drop boxes. They really don't know. There's no control on it. And let's see, over in Arizona, Representative Mark Fincham is calling for Arizona to end participation in the Electronic Registration Information Center like Louisiana just did. Now, this Electronic Registration Information Center, or ERIC, is a George Soros-funded operation which purports to help clean out voter rolls of old voters, dead voters, expired voters, but seems to be a thinly disguised voter registration program that is trying to swell the voter rolls here. Okay, and the government is getting very worried about the fact that Americans really don't trust the election system any longer. And so the federal government is now working with the states to try and control election rumors and conspiracies with approved narrative websites. They're going to launch a huge network of websites all over saying, yes, the elections are honest. Yes, they're fair. You've got no reason to doubt, you know, the outcome of the elections. Unless the Republicans win, then obviously, of course, it was fake. Okay, let's go to COVID-19. It's getting intense out there. And there is this article where a deputy coroner has ascribed the death of a patient to the COVID-19 vaccine. These coroners are finally starting to realize, yes, this is a problem. And basically, they're talking about this man, George Watts Jr., died just, you know, he was 24 years old after receiving the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. Now, George was a college student. He was a homebody. He loved playing video games and being with his family. Just an ordinary kid here. And because he wanted to take his classes in person, George needed to be fully vaccinated. And he got his first shot of Pfizer in August and his second in September. And after the first dose, George experienced complications, which he imprudently kept to himself. He didn't tell anybody that he was having this thing. According to his parents, there was blood in his urine after the first shot. That's a red warning sign. He should have gone to the hospital on that one. Then he got his second dose where he got these flu-like symptoms that did not resolve, and he eventually passed away. Now, Dr. Robert Malone is out there again sounding the alarm. He was on Steve Bannon's War Room and saying the data is showing that the vaccine side effects are worse than expected. This is a return to 1976 and the swine flu disaster with that vaccine. Okay, over in the United Kingdom, the High Court is siding with the government and is burying the data revealing how many children have died from the COVID vaccines. And Western democracies are continuing their trend toward dictatorship, using the COVID-19 pandemic as the vehicle to get us all used to the intrusion and surveillance and just do what we say and take the needle and so forth and so on. So anyway, the court ruled against a mother and has refused to force the UK government to reveal how many children have had adverse reactions from the COVID vaccine, including those who died as a result. Okay. Now, this one just came up here. You know, everybody wants to see all this documentation that justified the issuance of an emergency use authorization on these gene therapy shots. And over at the FDA, they basically scrubbed a Moderna document from their website after reporters started asking questions. And it was basically, it was a document explaining how and why the agency approved Moderna's vaccine, and it was removed from the agency's website overnight. And so the, let's see, the summary basis for regulatory action was the document's name, offered more details about how regulators reached the approval decision and included references to an unpublished analysis that found the rates of post-vaccination heart inflammation were higher than any U.S. agency had found before. And yet they went ahead and approved it. And so reporters started asking questions. The Epoch Times submitted a Freedom of Information Act request for the document, and the document has now been Orwellized. Okay. Meanwhile, Dr. Anthony Fauci is completely mystified that booster shot rates are lagging, and maybe it's because of all the lies we have been told about these gene therapy treatments, and people who've gotten the initial shot are deciding not to get the boosters. That includes Claire and I. We got the J&J shot simply so we could see her mother, who's in her nursing home. We're not going to get the boosters. We absolutely are not here. Okay, there's another article out regarding that John Hopkins study. And basically, the John Hopkins study came on out saying that lockdowns really didn't work. Didn't work at all. And John Hopkins refused to issue a press release on that report. The corporate media is absolutely ignoring it. Because, you know, the narrative for COVID has already been written, and any stories that don't fit it, you know, are going to be put down the memory hole here. So, I mean, we're talking the John Hopkins University, along with the Lund University in Sweden, and the Danish think tank, the Center for Political Studies. These are very reputable organizations. They came up with this report, and the New York Times, Washington Post, ABC, NBC, and CBS all ignored the story because it doesn't fit the approved narrative. So clearly, you know, they're hiding things from you here. Now, up in British Columbia, they have finally had to admit that about half of the COVID hospitalizations, okay, hospitalizations counted as COVID hospitalizations, half of them were not because of COVID. But people who tested positive for the virus after being admitted for other reasons. So it's not the COVID that's driving them into the hospital. And we've had these really bizarre examples. There was a person who was in an automobile accident, got thrown out of the car and died, found he had COVID, was listed as a COVID death. We had another one we reported earlier in the week. A guy was, you know, gunshot victim, was died of being, you know, shot full of bullets. And he was listed as a COVID death. It's just one big, huge propaganda campaign. And we're still not entirely sure what the agenda really is. Obviously, there's a lot of money here. There's a lot of money here, and everybody's jumping on the bandwagon. France has just announced they've got a new vaccine coming on out. They want a piece of that action here. Speaking of France, the Pfizer building in Paris has been surrounded by protesters who are shouting murderers and assassins, or whatever those words are in French. They are very angry over there. Okay. And to show you just how silly this is all getting, there is a supposedly peer-reviewed study from researchers at the University of Cambridge saying that putting pantyhose on your head creates a better seal for the masks. That's it, you know, and pantyhose, okay? Now, obviously, you know, you cut the legs off so you don't look like a giant rabbit or anything like that. But the researchers taped the edges of the mask to their face, filled the sides of the mask with gauze, used a mummy method with gauze, put a knot in the ear loops, and blah, 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 blah. The photos look incredibly silly. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
Back to our show here. We're talking about COVID and how just it's getting insane. Pantyhose. I mean, really. Meanwhile, in Loudoun School District, rather, the parents have filed a lawsuit over the mandated masks, and that lawsuit has now been joined by the governor of Virginia. So that one is going to attract a little bit of attention. Meanwhile, up in Iowa, Governor Kim Reynolds is ending the COVID-19 emergency declaration in the state and says they'll just handle COVID-19 the same as the flu, which is basically about as dangerous as COVID-19 was. Meanwhile, Europe is really starting to accelerate the rolling back of COVID restrictions. 12 countries have already rolled back the restrictions. Down in Israel, they have now scrapped the Green Pass. They're looking at what happened up in Canada, and they're saying, we don't want that here. We push this as far as we can, and it's time to back off here. Speaking of Canada, the province of Saskatchewan, inspired by the Ottawa protests, are now ending all government restrictions and mandates. And that is probably because polls are showing the majority of Canadians want all of this COVID nonsense to go away. They've really had it. And yesterday I mentioned we have to be careful about what the corporate media is saying about the trucker convoy. And there was one story I mentioned with a, you know, great deal of doubt that the trucker convoy in Ottawa was already breaking up. They're already going home. This is over. Turned out that was another piece of propaganda. And in point of fact, the Freedom Convoy continues to grow in strength. And now Canada's interim leader of the opposition party, Candace Bergen, wants Trudeau to apologize for the insults that he laid all over the protesters. He said they're anti-Semites, they're homophobes, they're transphobes, they're this and that. They dress funny and they smell bad and all the rest of that here. Okay, down in Australia, they are forming a freedom convoy of their own. They're driving to the capital to protest these pointless COVID mandates. So this is definitely going global. Absolutely. Speaking of Trudeau, there's a very interesting story. This one came on out of Investment Watch blog. It turns out that Canada gets a kickback every time the Pfizer or Moderna shots are given. And that is obviously a motive for Trudeau to be pushing for everybody to get the shot, because the Canadian government gets a kickback on that vaccine. And Trudeau actually ordered 10 times more vaccines than there are Canadians, and that's including the moose. Okay. Now, it gets a little bit murkier here. I think this next story explains why Fauci is really trying to tamp down that lab origin theory of where COVID came from. It turns out one of Anthony Fauci's most senior advisors has been caught working as an agent to a Chinese Communist Party-linked influence group. So, yeah, now we know why Fauci is trying to protect China from this thing. Although it really wasn't China. China was doing work funded by the United States and funded by Fauci. You know, gain-of-function research here. One of the problems that people are not looking at regarding this whole pandemic threat or hoax or whatever you want to call it is the huge amount of medical waste that has been produced. And some of it is very toxic. You know, those at-home test kits, you know, there's 140 million of them have already been shipped. And in that little bottle of reagent, it has sodium azide, which is highly toxic. If it gets inside your body, it blocks the blood from being able to take up oxygen in the lungs. You know, and once it's in the landfill, you could wind up in the water. I mean, it's a huge, huge environmental problem. And then, of course, you've got, you know, all the masks and the needles and everything else that's going on out there. Okay, now to basically tell you about the tight relationship between the industry and academia, there is this gentleman, Robert H. Lustig. He's a pediatric endocrinologist, and he basically presented evidence of communication of the sugar industry paying Harvard University to publish studies undermining the link between eating sugar and coronary heart disease and diabetes. This happened back in the 1960s and 70s, but it basically tells you how corrupt the entire system is. And, you know, it's the golden rule of science. Whoever's got the gold decides the science. Okay, getting into the international news here, there was some real fireworks. There was a Pentagon briefing where they came on out claiming that Russia is planning a false flag as a pretext to invade Ukraine. And a reporter from the Associated Press actually came on out challenging the Pentagon spokesperson, saying, "This is Alex Jones territory you're getting into." And it got better from there. We'll talk about it more after these few words.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone.
Big Welcome MacDonald back to our show here. We're talking about the international news, and the focus is on this new line coming from the Pentagon and the State Department. And over at the State Department, reporters challenged U.S. State Department spokesperson Ned Price for evidence of claims he was making against the Russian government. Now, the story is that's coming out of the U.S. government is that Russia is planning to stage fabricated attacks by Ukrainian military as a pretext for further invasion of Ukraine. And Price said one possible option the Russians are considering involves the production of a propaganda video, a video with graphic scenes of false explosions depicting corpses, crisis actors pretending to be mourners, images of destroyed locations or military equipment entirely fabricated by Russian intelligence. And the reporter said, well, can we see some evidence of that? And the guy said, well, I just gave you the evidence. And the reporter said, no, you just made a statement. And so this Ned Price came on back to this AP journalist and said, you should find solace in Russia if you're doubting U.S. credibility. And that, of course, really raised a red flag. So let's see about credibility, okay? There was that whopper about Saddam's nuclear weapons. and Assad gassing his own people, which never made any sense anyway. Going back further, we had that lie about torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin. Before that, there was the claim the Lusitania was not smuggling weapons to Britain when it was sunk. Before that, there was the story of a Spanish mine sinking the USS Maine in Havana Harbor. So we're not getting straight talk about the economy, election fraud, or COVID. So tell me again why we should think the U.S. government has any credibility left at all, because frankly, they don't. Okay. Now, Russia was quick to respond to this idea that they're going to produce a video pageant, if you will, with lots of special effects and to make it look like there'd been some kind of an attack. And they call basically the accusation as delusional. And I think they may be right. And I think what the real plan is that Ukraine is getting ready to invade the Donbass. And there will obviously be video of people being killed and buildings being blown up, which the corporate media will claim is all fake Russian propaganda. Then if Russia intervenes, the corporate media will claim it's an unprovoked attack and the war will be on. I think that's the game plan here. But I'm rather pleased to see that, the American media was basically reacting to this and saying it just really does not, it doesn't pass the smell test. It really doesn't, okay? Meanwhile, the United States is going to deploy 3,000 soldiers to Romania, Poland, and Germany. And Russia is, obviously right to be concerned about their security. And speaking to CNN, Russian President Putin's spokesperson was reacting to an earlier announcement by U.S. Department of Defense Press Secretary John Kirby, who announced that Joe Biden had approved a decision to send thousands of American troops to Europe in response to, quote, Russia's continuing buildup of forces on its western border with Ukraine and Belarus. And one of the talking points we keep hearing is that, if the Russia is building up forces, on the border, it's inevitable they're going to invade. Well, the United States has over 800 bases around the world who have forces basically on the edge of other people's countries. Does that mean it's inevitable they're all going to invade at the same time? Again, it just doesn't make any sense. All righty. Now, Russia is talking, they want to hold new meetings of the Normandy 4. And Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said that the first thing that has to happen is that previous agreements need to be fulfilled before there are new talks. And Peskov is basically saying that a lot of promises have been made and not kept. They have to be kept before they move forward. Otherwise, new talks are just absolutely meaningless. And he does have a valid point. Now, one of the indications that something major is going to happen in Ukraine is that Eric Prince, who's, the Blackwater, the guy that owns Blackwater, a private security firm, is looking at a $10 billion plan to make weapons and create a private army in Ukraine. And Eric Prince had a dinner date to meet the American billionaire. Eric Prince met some Ukrainian associates at a dinner, and the choice of venue seemed unusual. The Vodka Grill is a since-defunct nightclub next to a Kentucky Fried Chicken franchise in a rough part of town. And obviously, they did not want to be spotted having this meeting going on there. So you've got Blackwater is already involved, and that's a red warning sign that something bad is about to happen. Meanwhile, the war mania, and that's exactly what it is, has led the White House to condemn a U.S. senator as a Russian propagandist. Jen Psaki accused Republican Senator Josh Hawley of, quote, parroting Russian talking points, end quote, for sending a letter to Anthony Blinken questioning the drive for war. And Psaki just said, if you're just digesting Russian misinformation and parroting Russian talking points, you are not aligned with longstanding bipartisan American values. Because, you know, remember what Patton said, you know, Americans love the sting of war. And that's too is a lie. No, we don't. We don't like war. It's a bad thing. Okay. Meanwhile, while Joe Biden is threatening Russia regarding the inviolate border of Ukraine, he's going ahead and invading Syria again. You know, so much for that inviolate border. You know, apparently borders are inviolate only in certain select circumstances here. Now, Representative Madison Cawthorn came on out and said the sons and daughters of America are not foot soldiers for your party's inept geriatric despot to be dispatched at the whims of an idiot. Well, you know, let's not sugarcoat it like that. Tell us how you really feel about President Biden here. Okay, getting on back to Iran, and the rhetoric is cranking up there. They're once again out there wagging that Iran is going to get a nuclear bomb. They've been saying that for 30 years. Iran is weeks away from, having a bomb. And the Wall Street Journal was told by anonymous U.S. officials that if the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action is revived, that Iran will be able to build a bomb in less than a year. And they're wagging that one at us again here. And a little bit of a reminder, the IAEA has been in Iran. They look at all the nuclear facilities. They're keeping a tight watch on everything that's going on under the terms of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which the United States and Iran have signed and ratified, and I should point out, Israel has not. And they have never found any evidence of weapons development. Iran, you know, is allowed to have nuclear energy for peaceful uses, like power generation, medical isotopes, industrial purposes, and things like that. They're allowed to do that. And Senator Bob Menendez, who's the chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, has slammed Biden's plan for reviving the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, saying that that we shouldn't be negotiating with Iran. And again, he's out there saying, I followed Iran's nuclear ambition for the better part of three decades. So clearly, Menendez is a hawk, and he thinks war is great as long as he personally doesn't have to fight in it. Okay, meanwhile, Israeli Defense Minister Benny Gantz visited Bahrain yesterday and signed a military pact with the Gulf nation to try and send a message to Iran. And Israel and Bahrain formalized relationships in 2020 under a U.S. brokered deal known as the Abraham Accords. And now they're extending that to military cooperation. So if there's a war in Iran and Israel's involved, Bahrain will get dragged into it. Now, on Wednesday, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced the United States would send the USS Cole, a guided missile destroyer, as well as fifth-generation fighter aircraft, to assist in shooting down missiles and drones fired at the United Arab Emirates by Yemen's Houthi rebels. And so Biden is basically digging deeper into the war in Yemen, which Saudi Arabia is trying to get out of, I may add here. And the question, looking at all of this, does Biden really think the United States can fight so many wars all at once? I mean, if we couldn't handle Afghanistan, you know, we're not in good shape. We really, really are not. Okay, down in Israel, the authorities have approved the building of 400 new settlement units in the illegal Jewish settlement of Gilo, north of Bethlehem in the occupied West Bank. The project will include a 30-floor tower, 800 square meters of commercial space, 6,000 square meters for public buildings, and 80 individual apartments. It will be implemented on a 11,000 square meter surface. So Israel is continuing to build these Israeli, you know, Jewish-only homes on Palestinian land here. Now, there is a big kerfuffle going on over Amnesty International's recent report declaring that Israel is an apartheid state And, of course, Israel tried to block the report from being released. That didn't work. Now they're basically out there saying that Amnesty International are a bunch of anti-Semites and Jew haters and blah, 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 blah. You've heard the routine before. The Secretary General of Amnesty International, Agnes Callamard, has announced the organization will do everything possible to expose Israel's practices of apartheid. And during a meeting with Palestinian Authority Mahmoud Abbas in the occupied West Bank city of Ramallah, Callamard and Abbas discussed the report and pledged to take further steps in cooperation with other countries. Now, the reaction to all of this has been very swift. And again, this is a litmus test to find out who is in Israel's pocket. And over at the Anti-Defamation League, Jonathan Greenblatt is really on the warpath against the Amnesty International report, saying that accusing Israel of genocide is equivalent to supporting Al-Qaeda and ISIS and should bar a person from government employment. So more cancel culture out there working here. And yeah, Israel is acting like they got something to hide. They really, really are here. Okay, the Olympics started today, and the main political event on the first day are the negotiations between Russian President Vladimir Putin, who is in Beijing, and Chinese President Xi Jinping. And as the Russian leader noted before his visit to the Chinese capital, relations between the two countries have reached an unprecedented level. And they say there is still room to grow. But the heads of state plan to sign about 15 different agreements following the meeting. Now, meanwhile, you know, the U.S. has been pushing Russia and China closer together with all of these sanctions. And, you know, one of the reasons Russia and China are getting close together is to basically have an economy that is less under threat from monetary attack or economic warfare here. Meanwhile, the United States, you know, doesn't want Russia and China to move closer together. They think it's a bad thing. And getting on back to State Department spokesperson Ned Price, basically, he's out there warning China against helping Russia and threatening Chinese businesses with economic sanctions if they decide to work with Russia through any hypothetical sanctions imposed by President Joe Biden. And during his press conference on Thursday, Price claimed the U.S. has an array of tools that we can deploy if we see foreign companies, including those in China, doing their best to backfill U.S. export control actions to evade them, to get around them. And I think probably looking at the reactions we're getting from Russia and China, the world is pretty much fed up with U.S. bullying and weaponization of the dollar. And as the dollar weakens, the weapon becomes much, much less effective, if you will. Okay, the founder of the world's largest hedge fund, Bridgewater Associates, Ray Dalio, has sounded a warning that the United States is on the classic path to some form of a civil war. And he says the current financial conditions, the irreconcilable differences in desires and values, are consistent with the ingredients leading to civil strife. And he pointed to factors that led him to this conclusion, including large deficits, high taxes, inflation, and wealth disparity that bring about political polarization. I would argue that the Civil War is actually already underway. It is so far taking place entirely in cyberspace with all of this censorship that we have coming down and, you know, attempts to stifle freedom of speech on the internet. It is a war on the internet. And, you know, it's certainly from the other side, they're certainly fighting as hard as they can. Let's get into the economic news. The jobless numbers have been a real surprise to experts. They were expecting 150,000 new jobs in January. ADP showed a loss of 300,000. Then the Biden Labor Department reported a gain of 467,000 jobs, which doesn't make sense until you realize what the Biden administration did. They went back and basically revised the last 3 months. They cooked the books here. And they should just go ahead and say they added 1 billion jobs last year. That would be just as believable here. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi is continuing to push the lie that Build Back Better is completely paid for. It's a moot point, as I already reported earlier. The Democrats have come to realize they're not going to get this one through there. Meanwhile, gasoline prices are now the highest they have been in 8 years. And despite this, climate change activists, you know, the global warming cult, are pressuring U.S. oil producers to reduce drilling while demand surges. You know, so, you know, you can't heat your homes and drive your cars, but we've saved planet Earth. We've saved planet Earth from all that evil carbon dioxide. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And welcome back to our show here, and we're still talking about the international news. Now, there is a flood of cyber attacks all over Europe, targeting energy companies up in Belgium at the ports of Antwerp and Ghent. There were two energy companies that were hit by cyber attacks. And on Tuesday, German prosecutors revealed they've started an investigation into alleged extortion after two oil companies in Hamburg complained of being hit by a cyber attack. And we're hearing that it's happening in other places across Europe. And of course, you know what's going to be next. Oh, the Russians did it. The Russians did it. The Russians did it. Okay. Little awkward situation here. There is was this man out in California. And he made a $33,000 deposit with the local Bank of America branch, which actually shut down later that day. And nobody knows where the money went. And B of A is saying, well, there's really not much of anything we can do. Well, you know, hopefully he kept the receipt from the deposit. Because B of A is going to have to make good on that at some point. Let's talk about immigration now. Texas state troopers are now assisting in remote West Texas migrant apprehension. So Texas is stepping up to do the job the federal government should be doing but is not. Meanwhile, up in Illinois, which is a sanctuary state, an illegal alien was sentenced to 20 years in prison for killing two legal immigrants. So I don't know why the hostility, but that definitely happened. Meanwhile, our border czar, Kamala Harris, is unable to answer for Biden's border crisis when asked what has gone wrong. You know, all she could do was shrug and say, I don't know. You know, so it's good management there. Good management there. All right, let's get into wokeism and the rest of it. There is this fifth grade teacher working at the North Penn School District forced white school children to apologize to black kids for their skin color. This, needless to say, angered the parents about it. And one of the parents pulled her daughter out of the school because of that teacher. And the mother's complaint was bolstered by a further claim by another individual at the meeting who described how the same teacher forced children to take part in a privilege walk multiple times. So our schools have really become indoctrination centers, and it's no wonder that we are losing ground in the modern technological global marketplace here. Ann Coulter came on out with an article saying it's Hate White History Month, and it's really very good. It's almost enough to make me forgive her for saying a little radiation is actually good for you. And yeah, she's out there basically pointing out with critical race theory and everything is all about erasing white history and replacing it with this fictionalized history of blacks in America, and it's brainwashing. It really, really is. Up at NYU, they're offering Taylor Swift a course teaching students the politics of race in contemporary popular music. Okay, we got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumer's house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today.